Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. I'm sick and tired of us giving up like great business ideas.
I know.
Yeah. Airbnb. That set of glasses that shows you what that restaurant used to be.
What?
That's another business idea I gave away.
I don't remember.
No, it was all over the news.
Huh.
You can tell it used to be a Pizza Hut because of the roof.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Sorry, I'm bummed out.
You're bummed out.
I'm bummed out. There's a game that I was very interested in playing, and it's not getting a Mac release at launch.
Mac release?
Mac release.
Huh.
You know, for the Mac.
Right.
I would play it on my living room computer, but it's a game that requires a mouse and keyboard.
So you're upset.
I mean, not upset. Like, I'm not going to go to a message board and say, lol, EA, worst company in the world. But I'm disappointed because for the past several years, or for the past couple of iterations, let's say, they've done both Windows and Mac at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is this? That's the new Dodgeball game?
Yeah. It's Dodgeball. Life on the Streets.
Hmm.
Yeah. It envisions a River City Ransom-like future where all gang warfare is carried out with dodgeballs.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to buy the deluxe edition that just has barf, wood burned into a plank. I can put above my TV. River City Ransom jokes, guys. Come on, catch the wave. Get the net.
Only time I've ever bought salmon.
To put on a plank.
Well, didn't you buy fish in that game?
Yeah. They've got like little sushi restaurants you walk into.
Yeah.
God, that's a good game.
Nung.
Man, what episode is this, Chris?
Episode number 149 of the comedy podcast. Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
Chris.
My name is Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses.
Correct.
Here to tell you stories, not about which system a video game is going to come out on. You can find that elsewhere on the network. Tripping over the video game stuff.
Can't tell you how happy I am about that.
About how much video game stuff there is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? It's pretty great. Yeah. Now you are, let me get this right here. You are a very passionate, self-described gamer, I think.
I am.
Yeah.
There's a hole in the carpet at GameStop where I stand.
as you're pacing, waiting for the new releases.
It's funny how the carpet in the store looks like a lot of the carpet at the customers' houses.
Oh man, newer stores that are not the crazy outdated one that we both worked at, they actually have like darker carpet for that specific reason, so it won't like
for
stay.
Just the filth that comes in there.
Yeah.
The clientele, the sweat and cigarette smoke and just horribleness of video game people.
Yep.
Oh, they're just the worst.
No, it's terrible. I remember, oh my gosh, the used system room, like, you know, where you would take the used systems back to shrink wrap them to be sold, just smelled like Chinese food and bong water.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, no, you would turn on, like, you would turn on a machine that had just been sitting in somebody's house, and just, like, you just, like, the fan would pump out, like, cat piss and cigarette smoke.
What is the matter with video game people?
I have no idea. It's the worst. Like, the store always smells like BO.
They're your people.
No, and the sad thing is, like, you get used to it. No, they're not my fucking people. Like, my people are better than that chick. Come on.
Are you throwing all your listeners away?
No, I'm not throwing my listeners away. My listeners are saints. My listeners aren't gamers.
Okay. Yeah. What are they then?
They are adults who recognize that games can be one part of your life.
Okay. Yeah. Are they helping you?
Chris, they are one part of my life. The other part is making these shows. Not all of which are about video games, and except this one until today. So
this one that I had to beg you or argue with you for like a year to make.
Did you?
I did. I'm like, hey, we should do one. Hey, it's control, I'll delete on that idea.
Restart that idea is what I said.
No. Maybe it'll reboot with more video games in it.
Maybe it will reboot with more video games. Oh, I love this caricature of me you're painting. Huh? Yeah. No. It's
If you don't care, I'm gonna finish packing my old systems with Chinese food. You just get like a little more low main in there.
Yeah. Oh, PS1, you're my low main man. What are you even talking about?
That's what systems eat.
Nom, 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 nom. Nom, 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 nom. raising and lowering the lid on a GameCube. Like it's that can voiced by H. John Benjamin in Wet Hot American Summer.
Right.
Kill your family, Steve.
You're just hoarding systems. I've gone broke feeding them Chinese food.
I've made a makeshift shelter.
I just can't say no. I mean, if I don't take them, who will?
Game people are the worst.
Don't dump your bong water.
Well, so I'm really so there's an event that's like notorious for its funkiness. It's going on right around the time we're recording this, called PAX. It's a bunch of people who hate women gathered in one place playing video games and talking about how much they hate women. But it's seriously, like, from the stories that I've heard, like the least hygienic place you could imagine. Like, it's just got like con funk all over it. Like, there's so the event is called PAX, and every year there's like a strain of like super flu, like straight up Captain Trip super flu, called that people colloquially call the PAX plague. And like one year it was just straight up like swine flu. Like, if you went to PAX, you were gonna get swine flu. Because nobody like washes their hands and shit.
If you didn't can't, Kevin Spacey, didn't he cure that
swine flu
in the film K-Pax?
Yeah, if I'm thinking right, he ate a banana whole and cured Jeff Bridges' swine flu.
Right.
Yeah. It was
Bill Pullman. I don't know.
Are you talking about Outbreak?
No,
that was Dustin Hoffman.
That had the Connors, the O'Connors.
You lost me.
Shenano and
Shenane O'Connor.
Is that a name, really?
No, Shenane O'Connor is an Irish singing lady who shaved her head in solidarity.
Of what?
I think she wanted to stop all the car bombings in Ireland, or keep them going.
I get it now. That's the Cranberries.
I think that was like a, like the Cranberries got Sinead O'Connor in to do a verse. it was her and Lil Wayne.
Huh. Maybe the Cranberries like the gamed Sinead O'Connor.
What do you mean, just to give her a cause? Sinead O'Connor went up to the Cranberries and said, I feel nothing. My life is boring, tedium. Just let me feel alive.
Kid. And then they put her in the game.
Yeah. Then they gamed her.
Yeah.
They
she
Michael
was like,
Douglas
I don't
know,
should
in the
I
game.
Do this? And then she called Michael Douglas and he's like, yeah, but while I was in the game, my dad died. And so I missed that. But
no, Kirk Douglas didn't die during the game.
Oh, he didn't.
No, I think that like Kirk Douglas is like wicked still alive. It's got to be your bowl. No, Kirk Douglas is wicked still alive.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Cole, he died.
No, Kirk Douglas is like
he died in 1998
on the set of the game.
On the set of the game.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, this is a prop coffin. And they're like, yeah. And then he suffocated.
They nailed it shut.
Right.
Because I about said Chuck Palahniuk, but what I mean is David Fincher said he couldn't get the right expression from Michael. He's like, I'm going to kill your dad in front of you. Like, no, dad, please stop. You were pretty good and out of the past.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Aronofsky, he was a PA on that. Like, that's where he got his passion, you know? Because he wasn't
for killing
sure.
People?
No, he wasn't sure if he wanted to be a director until then.
Huh.
And he was like, wow, this is really incredible. You know, you can make it come to life and you can make it die.
Why did you say that so creepy at the end?
I don't know. I mean, it's when he wrote Pi.
Huh. Yeah, I would have gone with Requiem for a Dream, but okay. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm pretty happy that the one like function that I go to does not suffer from that. I've not noticed any real BO problems.
So KPAX, that's video game stuff. Is that true? Is that what was that the gist of it?
No, KPAX.
It's not like a deodorant convention.
No, it's not. It is not like a P&G like convention retreat. You know where there's abundant.
Yeah. It's not, and then it's like at some raves they have bubble pits, but there's like a hand sanitizer pit there.
A P&G sponsored bubble party,
right?
Catch the tide, huh? Yeah. So KPAX. Sorry, you just said that. I kind of like that movie.
So I never saw it.
All of a sudden, I kind of want to talk about KPAX. I mean, it's okay. It's not great.
Like, I never, yeah, I mean, you know, I never saw it. I saw the game.
It's Kevin Spano. The game's pretty good too.
Really, I'm upset you missed the Ernie Douglas reference in there.
No, I caught it. That's why I said it's got to be your bowl.
That's not the same movie.
I know it's not, but I'm freeform jazzing it, Chris. This is free association. We got to drop these titles as quick as we can.
Yeah,
that's all we got. We got to cling to our references.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm a drummer. You're more like a back bar.
I'm like Mighty Mighty from the Boston's.
Right.
All I got to do is dance in a checkered hat.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's a shame what happened to ska. No, I mean, it's a shame that ska happens. There we go.
Well, ska was a guy.
Scott changed his name to ska.
Ska.
So
I was really stoned one day.
So here's the thing.
And I called my friend Ska. and I was like, Ska, do you want to go trade in our systems?
It's like, I'm low on my Chinese food budget this week.
Right.
Dad.
Daycare's due. Ska.
let's just cram these diapers inside of here.
Right.
God. There was a lady who pulled out, came into the store with a diaper bag and opened up the diaper bag and pulled out like a GameCube game or something. I was like, how much can I get for this? And he could tell there was less than savory things inside the diaper bag. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to touch that lady because I see where that came from. I'm real sad about that thing.
I got to trade in this game to get my kid back out of pawn.
Yeah, we got a line on a couple that really wants to take him to Disney World.
You pawned your kid?
We can finally pay for his immunizations.
Hmm.
It's a real shame. You can either have your kid or not have your kid have whooping cough.
It'll be fun. Nobody does it anymore.
Everybody gets whooping cough.
Why does anybody... What happened to us that we forgot?
That we forgot cough? Not to catch whooping cough?
Yeah.
Celebrities fucking happened. Celebrities came along and just like summarily executed our herd immunity. No, I'm going to get mumps and lose my testicles. Thanks. Thanks, lady.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Mumps is a crazy. It affects your glands.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if you get mumps, I know this because I had an acquaintance in college who got the mumps. Which is nuts. And he's like, yeah, like when I went to the doctor, he's like, "Oh, this is the only literally the only case of mumps we've ever seen, and it's really good that you did that, because if you get mumps as an adult, your balls swell up until they die."
No way.
Yeah.
I thought you had mumps because I thought mumps made you talk into every microphone you see.
Chris. All that does, I'm just testing it out. I just want to, I'm trying to, you know, people will notice my mic addressing technique has gotten really good. And that's just because you, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Technique.
There is a technique.
Why isn't there a rapper named Technique?
Oh, I'm sure
there
is.
A female rapper named Technique.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, there has to be. I mean, there's a rapper named Tech Nine. He's on the what is it? The Psychopathic Records.
A little Asian girl named Technique.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Maybe she's a hologram. Maybe she's real. I don't know.
What is it, like Hatsune Miku? Are you familiar with Hatsune Miku?
Maybe she's a pillow. I don't know.
A rapping waifu pillow?
Yeah.
What would she rap about, Chris?
I'm telling you, about Asian beingness.
No, about, like, why does this room smell like Chinese food?
No, I'd just be talking about how great, you know, the great leader is, you know?
Chris.
Like Kim Jong-un.
Chris, what you're talking? Oh, no.
Or Ill, or whatever the new one's name is.
Un.
Haircut, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, we got a letter. We got a letter from the embassy about that episode.
Really? Yeah. But I'm telling you, if you put a wrapping body pillow,
a wrapping waifu pillow,
right? Yeah.
So what it is? It's a blank waifu pillow that it's set up on a stage, and there's like motion trackers. And there's a little dot that I can follow, and there's a guy in like in an all black green man suit behind it that's carrying it around, and there's a projector that follows the motion sensor, right? And it projects this waifu pillow singer, and it's a pop star. This is Chris. This is not out of the ordinary. Are you familiar with Hatsune Miku?
That's the hologram that like hundreds of thousands of people come to see over there.
Yeah, yeah. No, over here too. Like Hatsune Miku, like she's syndicated. She's worldwide. They're building a religion. Okay. Yeah, no, Hatsune Miku. It's like she is the face for like this crazy vocalizer technology, and the company, I think it's Philips or some, you know, whatever company makes her. So like, yeah, we're gonna hand her over to the public, and there's like music videos featuring her and crazy hentai porn and everything. It's real nuts. So this is like we're only two steps away. What we're doing, it's synthesis. Okay, we're taking Hatsune Miku, and we're adding the concept of a waifu body pillow. The merchandising writes itself. You're gonna get a lot of very loyal fans, a lot of very vocal fans. The message boards are going to be ablaze. Chris, I think that we've made it. Forget Airbnb. We're done.
Now, she has her own line of like steaks too, right?
Yeah.
Waifu beef.
What?
Take it you're not a foodie.
Waifu beef?
Yeah.
Like
it's called Wugu beef?
You mean Kobe beef?
No, there's another thing. It's called like Fubu beef. Just like ribs and stuff.
No, I think you're thinking of Phoebe from Friends.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think it really is. It's called like Wugu beef or something like that.
Huh. Is it known for its excellent marbling?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that they actually only feed it like grass seedlings. Like grass it, seed? It only eats grass that's grown less than 1 inch tall.
Oh, it's like sprouts.
Its entire life, yeah, little sprouts. Asian girls whisper to it.
And little Asian girl whispers her what it does instead of drinking water.
You're going to be so delicious.
That's pretty good. You're going to be so delicious. So a little bit earlier, I was like, oh, Scott sounds, you know, that's like a pretty good title, right? Like, oh, it's like the music genre ska, except you put a T at the end of it, and therefore you get a name. However, really that like in text that would just read as scat. So just giving you a little bit of insight into how that's done.
Wow.
What?
10 pounds of Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
New York strip steak variety is $280. Oh, it's Australian. That's the deal.
Okay. No, they fly the Asians in.
You're going to be so delicious, mate.
Crikey.
Cranky.
It's not like they need a nap. It's not cranky.
Cranky ska.
Cranky ska. Oh, man. Hey, Chris, do you have a story?
I have some.
I got some, too.
I don't know what I want to do, though.
I came prepared.
Oh, this is going to make you sad.
You always lead with one that's going to make me sad.
Oh, yeah. This is a downer. Hey, I got two, actually, that are just horrible. Alexander Betts Jr. tried to donate some organs. His heart, liver, kidneys, and lungs all went to recipients when he died following his suicide. His eyes, however, did not, because he's gay.
I'm sorry, what?
He could give his heart, liver, kidneys, and lungs. They could all be given away. But because he's gay, they couldn't give it, he couldn't donate his eyes.
Is there a reason for that?
The parents said their initial feeling was anger because they couldn't understand why their 16-year-old son's eyes couldn't be donated just because he was gay. Apparently, the FDA doesn't allow gay males who've had gay sex in the past 5 years of being gay to donate some of their gay tissues.
Chris, this is not license, okay?
No, their gay eyes included.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because of an increased risk for exposure to the gayest disease, HIV. Where did I get this article?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Glenn Beck.
Yeah, The Blaze.
The Blaze.
Which is pretty funny when you think about it.
Right?
Yeah.
You can... That doesn't make sense to me.
That's like...
Evidently,
bullshit.
That's where all the gay is in the eyes.
Do they... Wow. No, that's where all the HIV is.
So right.
A gay person's eye is nothing but sense, though. Like inside is just a bag of liquid HIV.
But your heart is where the blood's at. And I thought
It's all your fluids.
So why can you give everything except for your eyes?
I have no idea. I know that it wasn't until like very, very recently that gay people used to not be able to give blood.
Fuck me, Cole.
What?
It gets worse, buddy.
Oh no.
I didn't read the second paragraph.
All of that was from one paragraph?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
oh fuck.
This made you catch your breath, so
they tell you in the second paragraph why he killed himself.
Oh, I don't want to, Chris, you're gonna make me sad.
No, they don't really say that, but I'm deducing based on what I'm reading here. It said that he'd been bullied for being gay, half black, and having a cleft palate.
Oh, that is that
fucking God hates you.
I mean,
that's the perfect storm.
Wow, man.
Whoa,
how old was this kid?
I does 16. He made it 16. To 16.
Dude, you just had like 2 years. Like, listen to Dan Savage, it gets better, dog.
Oh my god,
wow,
what a horrible life.
I mean, not because any of those things are inherently bad, but like, just kids are
just to
brutal.
Have to deal with all of that together.
I know. Wow.
And then to have the nickname Scar.
Scar.
Scar. Oh.
Yeah. No, that's wow.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know what? That's a lot of places for cruel middle schoolers to grab on.
Wow.
Man, that sucks. Whew. I mean, it sucked at the beginning of the story when he killed himself. It sucked even further when it was revealed that there is bigotry in organ donation.
Oh, my God. Oof. That's Man. A bad Tuesday.
Yeah, so...
Let's talk about suing for wrongful birth.
You know, and it's funny because what you're reacting to, at least in part, is a little bit of a recognition of privilege, right? Like recognizing, like, oh, for all the dumb shit, like
I'm
that
way
I got,
better than him, yeah.
That I got like bullied for, like, whew, that is a tough hand to be dealt.
Man, I'll bet you he played lots of video games.
They didn't list being smelly in the.
Well, he, come on.
What do you mean?
He had to smell.
How?
He just did.
Because he was bullied? Because bullies only pick on smelly people?
I think most people named Alex smell.
Man.
Why do you think Trebek stands so far from the contestants?
He's over there in the stink zone.
Right. There's flies. He's like the one that I always get wrong from the Peanuts.
Pigpen?
Right.
How can you get that wrong?
I just always think of Linus.
It does kind of sound like anus, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah. Here's my buddy Anus. He's my best friend.
My best friend is Anus.
Yeah.
And so was Alex.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I thought it was bad, but then it got badder.
Yeah, no, like it started out just like Michael Jackson's bad, which is you know, not good, but then it turned into like actual bad. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like dudes bad, you know?
Yeah, like bad dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Man, that is rough. That is rough, rough stuff. Chris, high school is tough. Sometimes you got to do crazy things to fit in.
Right.
Like right about now, you know, all these people are doing their ice water challenges, right?
Yeah, or getting fingered at sixth grade parties.
Yeah, just to feel alive.
Right.
How are you so jaded, young kid? Why do you have to get fingered just to feel alive? That's pretty funny.
You're not hurting your parents. You're hurting you.
Mm-hmm. Feels pretty great. So, let's see here. No, but you know, you got people. I saw a great one. I saw Patrick Stewart. His ice challenge video broke the trend.
I saw what he did.
Yeah, he signed a check and then he made himself like a glass of scotch.
Right.
Yeah, it was great. It's a funny hat. No, but some people like to go the other way, Chris. Are you familiar with the fire challenge?
No.
Well, you just douse your bare skin in flammable liquids and then light it on fire. And then your friend on YouTube films it.
Okay.
Yeah. In Arkansas, a 14-year-old girl suffered second-degree burns to 27% of her body after pouring a nail polish remover on her skin and igniting it.
As part of the fire challenge?
Yeah.
And what was she supporting with that?
Just to feel alive. Burn victims.
Lotion.
Yeah. There are not enough burn victims in this world. That's why we're doing the fire challenge. Yeah, no, it's a conspiracy. It's a ploy by Big Bandage.
Do you remember what made us like we are?
Of when we saw that burn victim in a Denny's?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
But because our family used to laugh at things that they should have never laughed at.
Right.
Like when I would take a hold of your head and pull the skin on your face tight towards your ears and say third degree burn victim.
Yeah, I remember that. That's why I said when we saw that burn victim at the Denny's, because you'd always do that at breakfast restaurants.
I didn't know why we did it. I just knew we did it.
Yeah. Because you know why you did it? Because they laughed.
I know. I guess what I'm saying is I knew we did it, but I didn't know what instigated it.
Yeah.
So it was instigated by our family laughing at someone's unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah.
And then they kept laughing because we
like, oh, a kid ought not do that thing. That's really insensitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Derek Robinson, an 11-year-old from the Miami area, had to be hospitalized. After he doused himself in gasoline.
And where are these kids hearing about this?
That's on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, one person did it, like, haha. And the thing is, like, you can do that if, like, you do it on, like, your clothes and if it's the right kind of, you know, like, just if you're wearing the right kind of clothes. But people are dousing their bare skin and thinking, okay, I'm going to get out of this alive.
So there's something called, like, the choking game?
Oh, that's been around forever.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's
I'm not familiar, but
no, there's a Lifetime movie about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's about the choking game. No, it's meant to it's like a surrogate way to get high for kids who are like just like too wimpy to do actual drugs, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so you deprive yourself of oxygen and as you're seeing the light, you know, you get the warm walls. It's the same principle as like doing whippets.
Like a whippet relay.
Yeah, it's a whip and relay race. It's a bunch of kids like just staggered and falling over on the lawn.
No, a whip relay is where you get two people and you each blow your whippet or your duster into a bag, you huff it in, and then you hold it in until the other person gets, and then you hand the other person the bag and the duster, and you hold the breath until they give you the bag and duster back.
Jesus.
And the winner is the person who doesn't pass out.
That's a high stakes game.
Well, your prize is you do whatever you want to the person that passed out.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, like draw things on them.
Yeah, defecate.
Yeah. Huh. No, when you said whip it, I thought you were like a relay. What I pictured was just taking a real big huff off of a ready whip can, and then when you're ready to exhale, you just right into somebody else's mouth.
And they do the whip it
off of you. What's that?
You can't shotgun a whip it
from one person to another.
Yeah, that's shotgunning. Yeah.
I thought shotgunning was when you cut a hole at the bottom of a beer can and drink it.
No, it is, but not with like weed or smoke or something. When you blow the smoke into someone's mouth, it's called shotgunning.
You know what? You know who I picture doing that? Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love.
Well, they probably did.
Yeah. You know, to conserve the weed.
Conserve? Oh, they love the environment.
They love the weed. Let's see here. A mother in Charlotte, North Carolina, got arrested when she helped her kid do it.
Come here, baby. You're doing it wrong.
No. The gasoline is pooling up on your chest.
Her mom's so cool.
Oh, man. You ever gone over to Melinda? She has actual Capri Sun, not off-brand Costco.
Right.
It's not Kirkland. She doesn't have Kirkland Capri Sun, and also she lets us on fire.
So I'll bring Sunny D to the hospital.
Are you familiar? So, like, you'll notice this. In news stories when they say like, oh, a certain percentage of their skin gets burned up.
Right.
Do you know how that's calculated?
Volume.
Yeah, they cut off all your skin, see how much was burned, and then put the rest of it back on.
Water displacement? I don't know what.
Yeah, no. Like, just there are diagrams. Okay, so there are diagrams of the body of like each arm and each leg is like 9%. And your torso makes up each part of your body is a certain percentage of your of your total skin, and like the head is like 5% or whatever. But they had a remaining 2% after they added everything up. So the stretch of skin from the top of your genitals back to behind your anus is 2% of the skin in your body. So they always have to factor in when they're trying to calculate burn percentages, did the taint get scorched?
What are you complaining about?
Hey, at least you're 98% of your skin burned, but your taint's fine.
Yeah, might be 2% of your body, but you have 100% of my heart.
You defy the odds,
right? Look at this poor boy with burns all over 2% of his taint. How did that happen?
What do you mean? Like spreading that? I mean, like,
how
it
did
has
he
to be
only
some, like...
burn his taint.
he was doing the flaming balance bar challenge.
I consider myself really, really fortunate.
That it was well, you know, nowadays you can get a taint transplant.
I walked away from that car crash with only 2% of my body burned.
Yeah. No, it's they just the ambulance shows up and then they take you over to the Grundlance.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're special scissors. They have to like break glass to get to the taint shears.
The taint. They're behind a combination.
Yeah,
they have to.
It requires people with multiple codes.
Yeah, no, it's like launching a nuke from a sub.
Right. We can't take the taint. You don't have clearance to take the taint.
I will take the taint if my name is not Robert Patton. And that is how D-Day was won, by the taking of the taint.
In the absence of true leadership, I will take the taint.
And we will rise to see the American flag placed upon this taint on the morrow.
Tonight. Damn it, we don't know if we're going to see tomorrow.
If we don't take that date. We can really just keep going back and forth, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Kind of what this is about.
Oh, I suppose.
There's a crowd. Save that taint. Save that taint.
So that really bums me out because, like, don't those people who are saying gay people can't give their eyes, don't they realize that, like, straight people get HIV, like wicked frequently, too?
Yeah, but that's even a question when you give blood. Like, have you had gay sex in the past 7 years or
it
5 years?
It is, but they'll say, like, it's also just, like, any kind of anal sex. Like,
is it really?
Well, they don't say gay sex. They say anal sex. And I may be wrong. There could be something that's, like, targeting ladies. But, like, it's just it really what it ought to be is just a checkbox that says butt stuff. No. I think I just said something really ignorant, even more ignorant. I do believe that they do say gay sex. So even lesbians are prohibited from giving blood or organs in some situations. I believe it varies state by state and organization by organization. But like
the verbiage?
Yeah. I think that like it's really insulting because everybody can get everything and all of those rules are just incredibly bigoted. Sorry, I didn't mean to revisit that, but as I was typing it for the show notes, I got angry again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get mad, whatever.
It's not funny, but Hey, Chris, you got a story?
Yeah, I'm looking here. Oh, well, we're talking about anatomy.
Okay.
The state of Nevada denied a partially blind prisoner cataract surgery because they have a policy of, quote, one eye is good enough. A federal appeals court.
You're saying you're better than pirates?
A federal appeals court actually overturned that policy, though, saying that, you know, that they should probably give him cataract surgery. But yeah, that was their opinion. One eye is good enough for a prison inmate.
Hey, one hand is good enough. One kidney. You gotta, humans, we have bilateral symmetry. We have two of a lot of stuff.
Right. Brown eye for the jail guy.
Ugh.
Oh no.
Yeah,
that's not a thing.
I'm not comfortable with that joke.
Why not? It's not a joke.
I really
it's a pitch, man. I thought this was a comfortable place.
I guess. Huh.
Yeah, he's serving life in prison for murder. The state obviously said no. The court said, yeah, you gotta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable with a prison system determining whether or not I need to get surgery. Kind of seems a little bit ridiculous.
Why? Health insurance does it all the time.
I know, right?
You know, they say what's elective and what's not. And, mm-hmm. you know, to certain people, things that they say are elective aren't.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's right.
Because, like, I don't know, like, let's just go back to Alex for a minute. Like, technically, that surgery to take care of that cleft palate stuff, like, that's, I think that's elective.
Yeah.
Number 8.
If there's one thing I learned from The Wire, it's that systems tear us all down. That we're all at their mercy.
I mean, when he bends over, it looks like he's dumping pineapple juice out of his mouth, but...
What?
You don't get it, do you?
No, I don't.
Never mind.
What? No, explain yourself.
No, I can't. It's visual.
Explain yourself right now.
It's visual.
So who? Okay, when who bends over?
Never mind. Crap. Just cut it out.
Okay.
It's visual.
Okay.
Huh. I'm not going to say visual again.
Okay.
Now I'm mad. Typing that in my notes.
You keep your own notes?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Like how it's just actually a clicker. It's like the CNN thing during the elections, like whether I agree or disagree.
Oh.
Only it's like how mad I am at you.
It's just... My knob tastes funny.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that I forgot to say about Disney World,
yeah.
and it's horrible, is how many grown-ass adult men in wheelchairs that are seriously handicapped are at Disney World.
what, you think they can't go to Disney World?
No, I do. I just don't know why they want to go.
No, because it's going to be convenient or inconvenient for everybody else. Because that's what I think. I think anybody who has a different set of limitations exists solely to inconvenience me.
Right. Yeah. No, I completely disagree, but I respect your opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I just wondered why grown people, period, want to go to places like that.
I mean, so were they like rolling around with kids on their lap or?
No, that's the thing, is that they were just like there as like, you know, like make a wish for a 40-year-old guy.
Huh. Are you sure he wasn't just lazy?
Oh, that's the other thing. How do they control that with their mouth? Is it blowing or do they like, is it like a tongue joystick?
I think that it's, if I'm remembering this correctly. Wow, so you're talking about seriously handicapped. You're talking about seriously lazy people.
Right. Yeah, like no ambition.
Right, right. No, I think you blow to move forward. I think you suck to move backward. And I think that like the straw itself is like it's a joystick on the tongue.
Oh, so you're left and right and you're falling back. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and if you flick it upward, the jetpacks activate.
Man, try pushing your tongue right while sucking.
Well, no, they have to go through like orientation and mobility training. You don't get that kind of tongue control, you know, without some priors.
I think that's a song. It's called Tongue Control.
It's the sequel. The sequel to Raspberry Beret, which kind of seems like a missed opportunity to me. What was that story about? We got so far afield.
Tongue controlled, flaccid legs.
Man. Let's see here. Chris, it's coming true. Every last time, I'm telling you, it's coming true.
My pilot is it gonna air?
No, it's not a good thing. Okay. Has anybody ever said it's coming true and meant something positive?
No.
Like, they're always talking about some kind of, like, prophecy that, like, an animated doll gave them. Oh, no, it's coming true. We're done for. No. Not your pilot.
Caliphate.
No, not that either. No. So, like, when drones come to America, like, when we allow commercial drones, what's going to happen? Well, what have I said was going to happen from the beginning? When Amazon did their shit with that video, what did I say was going to happen? I said, meth heads are going to be out there crawling around the streets on rooftops with shotguns, shooting down these drones, harvesting them for copper and whatever cell phone charger it happens to be carrying, and then taking that off and pawning it. And Chris, we got some people practicing. What was that sound?
I'm just trying to figure out where you're going with this, and my head is killing me. Sorry. My sinuses are just... Bleh.
You're still sick.
a week later.
Yeah, a week later. It's crazy. Should they get that checked out? No, but there are shooting ranges that do skeet shooting, except instead of, you know, like clay pigeons, there are drones, right? So you go there, you pay some money, and I'm looking at a picture of a man in a full ghillie suit shooting a drone out of the sky. It's the funniest thing. Sorry. But the Fed, you know, the federal government, old government man coming down saying, no, you can't do that because drones can't be used in for commercial purposes. But they're challenging it, saying, oh, the courts haven't ordered on that.
So you can't have your own drone.
You can't use it for commercial purposes.
Weird.
I know, right? It's going to get crazy with these drones, man.
I don't know. I always thought we'd fly in our cars first.
No, that's impractical. Why carry yourself to someplace in a flying car if you could just bring whatever you were going to go to you on a drone? I think the drones, you know, like first they came for the bicycle messengers and I said nothing. Then they came for the fax machines and I said nothing. Then they came for the 3D printers and I said, okay, those look cool, but they're impractical.
Actually, I thought I remember you saying, hands off my telefax.
my telefax machine. Yeah, yeah, that's a thing I said.
Isn't that why you hoarded thermal paper?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, and then I left it in the trunk.
Got a giant receipt.
Yeah, no, I left it in the trunk, and I guess I'll give people here first crack at it before I put it on Craigslist. Who wants 10,000 feet of black ribbon?
Who wants black paper?
Yeah. God, I hate that shit. I hate thermal paper so much. As a person who likes to keep records, like likes to keep receipts around, like, oh, that receipt from 2 years ago, that's just gone. It's useless now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Marty's family, man.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, that that TRS cable is going to, it never existed.
I'm going to punch my dad's bully in a parking lot to remember what I bought last month.
Down at the Lone Pines Mall.
Right.
Chris, take us out with a story.
Oh, let's see. What's going to be a good one? What's sad?
I was about to say no whammies, by which I mean no tragedies.
We've done that. Oh, this is uplifting for you.
Okay.
A new study out of Kinsey Institute finds that lesbians have more orgasms than their straight or bisexual peers. Heterosexual women reported having orgasms while having sex with a familiar partner 62% of the time. Bisexuals 58% of the time, and lesbians 3/4 of the time.
Huh.
Lesbian sex lasts longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're...
Lesbian women are more comfortable and familiar with the female body, and thus, on average, are better able to induce orgasm in female partners.
Yeah.
Straight guys report 86%, gay men 85%, bisexual men 78%.
Okay, so I don't mean to turn into like a 90s comedian or whatever here, but like, how is anything with a dude not just 100%? Like, I understand there are going to be times when you just do something for somebody and that's that. However, like, I would expect those numbers to be a lot higher given how selfish most dudes are.
But not you.
No, no, ladies. No, that's 88% on straight dudes.
86.
Yeah, it's gay dudes are 88%.
85.
85? Really?
Yeah.
Same rate. Huh, good for them. Yeah, those numbers are depressingly low for ladies.
Right. Not really, though. I just wondered, like, you know, 75%.
Except what?
75%.
Which kind of person did that relate to?
Oh, again? Those are the lesbians.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh, you know. It's all about odds, numbers, and statistics. It's like, what's it called, moneyballing?
It's like Grandpa said, 75% are lesbians, 25% are thespians.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Okay. So that was our slammer before the outro. But
pogs.
But do you that is one of those delightful kinds of jokes. And when I say delightful, I mean the only kind I can tell. Which, like, is incredibly funny at first glance, right? Like, you know, I'm giving myself too much credit, too much. But basically, I'm trying to say I'm not funny, but doesn't make any sense after that. So you're saying, so the logic of that goof was any woman who has an orgasm is a lesbian, or else they're faking it.
Right.
Yeah. Huh.
Grandpa says it.
I like that. Can you just attribute everything you say to somebody else?
Right.
Yeah. So, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
All right. Leave us some ratings and reviews on iTunes or like us on Facebook. We have that Patreon thing that is at patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Kick us a couple bucks and you get some stuff alongside that, which is pretty fun. And yeah, tell a friend if you don't mind that kind of thing. Look, third degree burn victim. We should go.
Yep.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.